The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back. Today we're talking all things skin. That's right. We all want to have that perfect glowing skin, but it is much more than just what you put on your skin. And joining me today is Dr. Taregano. She's a triple board certified dermatologist, an internist, and a dermatopathologist. She received her medical degree from Louisiana State University School of Medicine. She completed a 5-year double residency program in internal medicine and dermatology. And she's also served as chief resident at Georgetown University Hospital and Med Washington Hospital Center in Washington, D.C. In addition to practicing dermatology, Dr. Taregano is serving as the dermatopathologist for Metairie Dermatology and is a volunteer instructor at Tulane University in the Department of Dermatology. She's published articles in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, Pediatric Dermatology, JAMA, which is a journal of the American Medical Association, Dermatology. So obviously, I bring you guys somebody very well-versed and well-trained in all things skin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are excited to have you. You know, we always are talking about optimizing our health and what it takes to make us feel and look our best. And skin, obviously, is a big part of that conversation. You know, yeah. A lot of my journey into integrative medicine and holistic medicine began with skin and hair, quite honestly, where I was looking for answers for some of the things I was going through and not really getting a lot of that conventionally, but ultimately understanding that food and what I was eating may be at the root of what was happening with me. And it looks like you have experienced that as well. Talk to us a little bit about just your practice of dermatology and some common themes that you see over and over again, and then we'll dig into taking care of our skin.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks again for having me on. I am a big believer that our skin is kind of the window to what's going on inside. I think that skin health is an indication of internal health. And so, we try to look and see what's going on with the skin to see, you know, what's going on internally as well. So, in my practice in dermatology, we see a lot of patients coming in for ways to look useful. You know, they're asking about, okay, how do we get rid of wrinkles? We see a lot of acne. We see a lot of rashes, including eczema and psoriasis. And so, what we try to look for, what are all the things in our environment, in our lifestyle, that could be contributing to the aging process, whether it's wrinkles or increased inflammation in the skin? And I think so much of it has to do with, you know, what we consume, our mentality, our lifestyle, stress, and just our environment in general.
Absolutely. And what are the most common skin disorders do you think you see in your practice?
Skin disorders, we see a lot of acne, a lot of rashes, most commonly like eczema, but just a lot of just allergic skin rashes, whether it's hives or just random rashes on different parts of the body that could be a reaction to something, whether it's, you know, something touching the skin or something that's floating around in the environment. We see a lot of psoriasis. Also see a lot of warts, you know, which is from a virus. I would say those are the most common ailments.
And when you think through some of that, you know, like the acne, and a lot of this is also what we see in our practice, but the acne, the psoriasis, warts, the contact dermatitis, eczema, do you see an underlying theme that comes up over and over again with some of these disorders? Is there something, you know, that many people are doing that is leading them down this road to some of these common skin conditions, or not necessarily?
I definitely do see an underlying theme, and the theme is, you know, something to do with the immune system. The immune system just seems kind of out of whack or out of balance. And so, you know, my goal is to try to figure out, okay, what's throwing the immune system off and what's making, you know, my patients more inflamed. Then that's when I start looking at, okay, what are you eating? What are you doing in your everyday life? What kind of job do you have? What recent stressors have occurred? And a lot of these things, you know, when patients kind of dispel their history, we see a lot of potential triggers that could be throwing off their immune system and causing them to be in a more, you know, inflammatory state.
So you said the magic word, which is inflammation. I think my listeners probably have heard me and my guests talk probably ad nauseum about inflammation, but unfortunately it's true. The skin, being one of your largest organs, is going to be as prone to showing the signs and strains of inflammation, just like all the other systems in our body. It's interesting that you chose that word and actually connected it to our immune system, because like many other diseases today, one that maybe are ones that are maybe not tied up in vanity, you know, skin inflammation, inflammaging, all of these words are linked together and truly impact our overall health. And, you know, I'm sure you would agree, your skin is a warning sign. You know, in Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, a lot of their intake and diagnostics were looking at the health of your skin, and they would look for the subtleties, like, you know, not just rashes, but hey, you're a little yellow looking, or you're a little green, or you're pale. And they had all these words to describe all these different conditions. So, you know, I'm sure you employ that in your practice as well. Tell us a little bit about maybe, you know, how somebody out there listening, you know, is trying to understand if they're using their skin as a tool to measure inflammation and changes in their immune system, what might they look for?
So, you know, you want to see if, you know, you're prone to breaking out, if you're getting acne bumps or just like redness on the face, which, you know, could be a sign of rosacea. If you're highly sensitive to different products, like if you're always breaking out, if you're using, you know, certain things with fragrances, or, you know, if you're eating certain foods and it's making you break out, and then, yeah, if you're just getting random rashes anywhere, these are all signs that, you know, your body's reacting to something.
Absolutely. So, you know, really paying attention to your skin is key. I think those are great tips that she's giving you guys. Hopefully you'll take them and run with them. But you talk a lot too, Dr. Tregano, about, you know, food and how food impacts our skin. I talk a lot about food and the immune system and inflammation. Bridge that for us. What's the tie-in with food and skin?
Definitely a huge believer that food and skin are connected. I think that sometimes it could be controversial, and I think there's still so much that we don't know in the medical and scientific world. But there are some common themes that come up over and over again between certain foods and certain skin diseases, as well as just general other, you know, health and other diseases. So, you know, one thing that we see over and over again causing issues is sugar, more specifically processed sugar, not necessarily sugar from fruit, but, you know, high fructose corn syrup, and then processed foods, processed carbs, those foods with a high glycemic index that will make your insulin just shoot up just upon consuming them. So this not only is white sugar, but could also include like white bread, white flour, and, you know, sugar itself can promote an inflammatory cascade in the body. In terms of aging, you know, circulating sugars can bind to proteins in the body in this kind of chemical process called glycation. So, you know, things like collagen and elastin can get readily glycated, and this dysfunctional form of elastin and collagen called advanced glycation end products. And these, the advanced glycation end products, they have these mechanical properties that affect the skin laxity and then could cause wrinkling. And, you know, and so we create AGEs, which is appropriately the appropriate acronym, age, or in our system. But, you know, we can create and advanced glycation end products when we like even grill or roast or fry our food, when we create like this browning process, you know, things, you know, like sausage or like the bread crust, cookies, processed meats, processed foods, like, you know, even cereal, things that come in a box. So, you know, to lower your AGE accumulation, you want to lower your sugar intake, your refined carb intake. And instead, you know, you want to try to like steam or boil your foods as much as possible. Sugar also increases insulin and another hormone called insulin like growth factor. And, you know, we see that this can increase, have inflammatory, results in the skin, but it can also increase oil gland production too. And which leads me to another food group that also can increase insulin-like growth factor, and that's dairy.
So let's stop for just a second and talk a little bit about sugar, because I think everybody sort of now gets that sugar is bad and sugar promotes inflammation and inflammaging. And now, you know, as you're bringing to light, you know, skin inflammation as well. You know, for everyone listening, I think it's important. It's one thing to keep hearing this, that sugar is bad, sugar is bad. But the science and the chemistry is going beyond just sugar is bad. Essentially, what it's showing is that your skin which is women, we spend lots of money trying to maintain with all kinds of products and things like that and procedures. But, you know, your skin is made up of two major proteins that Dr. Taregano mentioned, collagen and elastin. And essentially with sugar, we see that those, as she has mentioned, become looser, and that promotes more wrinkling. We produce something called advanced glycation products, AGEs, which essentially are ways to signal the body to wrinkle more. And hopefully I've said that correctly. Do I have that right, Dr. Taregano?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, advanced glycation end products. Yep.
So again, when you're thinking, you know, about how to look your best, how to feel your best, and you see celebrities in their 40s and 50s looking amazing, you know, once you even unwind their stories, many of them are meticulous about their diet. And sugar is one thing that you'll see over and over coming up, because we know how much it impacts early wrinkling, premature wrinkling, acne, rosacea, psoriasis, all of these conditions that we started out talking about right in the beginning. You were also mentioning dairy, and dairy, you know, in Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine and many of the older systems of medicine, was always considered a congesting, damp producing, phlegm producing food. And so, and their automatic recommendation for anyone with any sort of redness to their skin, or what they described as heat to their skin, they would take off dairy right away. That was the first thing they did. Tell us what you're seeing with dairy in your practice.
Yeah. So dairy, I also see cause inflammatory issues too. You know, I have patients come in, they start, you know, I've had some patients come in who want to lose weight and you know, get their health back on track, and then they'll start consuming, like, a bunch of, like, whey protein shakes, a bunch of whey, a bunch of milk, and then, like, starting to do that, they'll start breaking out in rashes, or, like, they'll have acne, and then, so, you know, I'll ask them, okay, what are you doing different, and they'll tell me that, and so I do see, like, this correlation with increased milk consumption, dairy consumption, and inflammation in the skin. But yeah, similar to sugar, I mean, dairy also has sugar in it, like the lactose in it, and that can also stimulate the release of insulin-like growth factor, which then has another inflammatory cascade in the body, also increases oil gland production, which is what we see like in acne. So yeah, in general, I try to recommend that my patients avoid dairy if they're having these issues.
Gotcha. So sugar, dairy, anything else everybody should really have on their radar. How important is the glycemic index, and are there any other foods that are important for protecting your skin?
Yeah, so with the glycemic index, you know, I recommend that patients avoid refined carbs as much as possible, because it's like those refined, you know, white sugars, white flours that cause your insulin to spike up really quickly, which then can send other signals that can promote inflammation and increase the release of insulin-like growth factor. So if you do consume carbs, I recommend trying to consume, you know, carbs that, you know, contain fiber in them to help, you know, with the slow release of insulin. And, you know, if you consume grains, if that's part of your diet, just make sure that they're whole grains and not refined. And then in terms of other foods, yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Know, I also believe that processed vegetable oils like canola oil can be very inflammatory. They increase, you know, the omega-6 fatty acids in the body, which are considered to be more inflammatory. I also think that they can pose a burden on the liver as well. And a healthy liver, I do believe, is important for healthy skin, too. Our liver is involved with, like, dealing with all the toxins that we expose ourselves to. And that brings me to another food, alcohol. But yeah, so keeping a healthy liver also just helps make sure that the toxins that can, you know, cause inflammation, keep that load down. But yeah, I do believe that alcohol can also play a role with inflammation. We definitely see a correlation. There have been studies with alcohol and psoriasis, and also alcohol with aging.
All right, guys, so she delivered the news that we know, but we may not want to accept. So watch sugar, watch dairy, watch alcohol, pay attention to the glycemic index. For those of you who may not remember what that is, it's essentially the rise in your blood sugar or insulin levels with the food you eat. So for example, a really high sugar fruit is going to raise your insulin level and your blood sugar level very quickly, just like a sweet or a candy or a sweet drink, whereas something that is maybe got more protein, fat, or fiber to it will raise it slowly. locally, so that's where nuts or avocados or those type of things might be a better choice. So again, linking food to the health of our skin, inflammation, our immune system, the body is connected after all, nothing surprising there. What about the mind-body component of taking care of our skin? How much does that play into this immune inflammation, you know, skin inflammation conversation when you're dealing with patients?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I feel like that plays a huge role in our skin health and our overall health. And so when I do talk about diet with my patients, I also try to emphasize to not get so stressed out about it too, because stress can just lead to more inflammation. So I try not I try to make sure that my patients aren't consumed by by what they're eating. And if you want to enjoy, you want to enjoy life too. You know, you don't want to restrict yourself from a lot of, the goodness that you can get from, eating some delicious food with some good company. But yeah, so stress though, can definitely play a role. So having, certain mentality that can lower stress and kind of changing your outlook on life in general can definitely help with aging and inflammation in general. So, with stress, it can affect aging in multiple ways. You know, stress releases a hormone called cortisol, which has a catabolic effect, meaning that it breaks things down like tissue, like muscle, collagen. And, when you break these certain structures down, it can cause loosening of the structures in the face, and you can see more sagging and wrinkles. Stress can also, make it, stress can affect your immune system as well. So when you affect your immune system, it's harder for you to heal from damage that you get from the skin, whether it's damage from foods or damage from the environment. And so cortisol impairs your immune system's ability to fix these things.
Such a great point. I think so many of us do everything else, but we forget about the role of cortisol when it comes to the health of our skin and aging and, just overall our peace of mind. So let's move to tips. I want to make sure everyone listening walks away with a couple of tips. They have the knowledge now. Hopefully you guys are all empowered and you understand how this all connects to how we look. And before you plop down your money for that next wrinkle cream, you're thinking through this stuff first. But, what are some other tips? If we work on our diet, we work on the mental component on it, the mind-body piece, which is so invaluable. If we master those two things, what else can we do to really preserve our skin health? I don't even like to call it youthfulness. I just like to call it, having healthy, glowy skin. What are some of the biggest takeaways that you've noticed that really help and really work to kind of, maintain that glow?
In addition to food and managing stress, just hydration is very important. And I know we forget to do that a lot. And when we get stressed, we become even more dehydrated. And when we eat a lot of these processed foods, that makes us even more dehydrated. So just keeping in mind that it's important to consume, water throughout the day. I feel like people are very variable in terms of how much water they recommend, but, I'll just say at least 8 cups a day.
8 cups of water a day. Okay. So that's one great tip. Anything else that you think is super important that we should all be doing?
And I think it kind of gets back to the whole stress thing, but I think that it's important to really just enjoy life. I think we need to laugh more, appreciate humor and, just hang out with our loved ones more. And, I think that these can change your outlook on life and also can bring about youthfulness. Another aspect in terms of mentality is also just learning to,
Dr. Ishan far away again.
Oh, okay. And so another aspect that, in terms of just mentality that I think can just help our overall health is just learning to be yourself. I know that sounds kind of simple, but just being able to be yourself, not feeling that you have to, live according to certain standards in our society, and just being your true authentic self can relieve a huge burden mentally and help with your overall outlook on life and in general your health. So that's something that I try to think about and encourage with my patients.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you know, this is the lesson for us. You know, pay attention. We've been saying all throughout these episodes how important, you know, food and the mind-body component of our health is. But again, I think as women, we often forget how it directly impacts the way we look. And so much of how we look is tied into these really key elements. I mean, I myself, you know, have been on a journey for years, spending money, honestly, that I didn't have on products to quote unquote make me look better, only to eventually learn that it was food and lifestyle and very gentle things, you know, that helped me kind of feel and honestly look my best. So all of this stuff is connected. Sleep is a huge one. Yes. How could we forget sleep? Sleep is huge. And I think that is one of the biggest factors in skin inflammation and aging of the skin, or aging in general, that I see over and over again, and messes with those levels that you mentioned before, insulin-like growth factor, and even sort of advanced glycation products. So again, everything, all of this is connected. Use your skin to evaluate not just how you look, but your overall health. Look for signs of inflammation. Look for signs that your immune system may be miswired. Focus first on food and then health. And Dr. Taragano, any last kind of parting words that you would like to give to our listeners, you know, really for them to remember when it comes to their skin and empowering themselves to move forward?
Yeah, I know that there's just so much health information out there, and I feel like a lot of people like can get bombarded with just like all this, all these random facts and like studies that come out. And I just wanted to just kind of remind people again, you know, don't let all of that overwhelm you. I think we all have common sense on like eating healthy, you know, increasing our consumption of fruits and veggies, avoiding processed foods, and not letting a lot of the health facts and other stresses in life get in the way.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Taragano, thanks for your time today. Her website, by the way, is olmetairidermatology.com. It's M-E-T-A-I-R-I-E, so olmetairidermatology.com. That's where she has more information about her practice and a lot of these health tips. For all of you out there listening, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to protect your skin, eat for your skin, think about inflammation, and be the best superwoman you can be.